This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Brent and Ron are back with another discussion about marriage. Christian psychologist Dr. Brent Lindquist is the president of Link Care Center in Fresno, California. Ron McLean is the co-founder of Marriage Mentoring Ministries with his wife Joan, and this is the third conversation about what makes marriage not only good but exciting. I read one person's description about what a marriage should be recently. He or she said, and this is a little long, it's the ultimate commitment. A contract between two people who love and honor each other and want to spend the rest of their lives together. Marriage provides protection of the union and the children born of that union to give them rights that are exclusive to a married couple, to give that couple security, knowing that each wanted to make that level of commitment to one another. It asks of the husband and the wife that if times are rough, you don't just walk away. You are determined to make the marriage work. It means respecting each other even when it's difficult and always remembering and honoring that love and commitment to the other person. Well, with those powerful expectations, let me introduce you once again to our regular host for this day of the week, Dr. Brent Lindquist, and his friend and special guest, Ron McLean of Marriage Mentoring Ministries.
Hello again. I'm back with my final installment, my number four program in a series on marriage. I have with me Ron McLean. He leads Marriage Mentoring Ministries, and we've just had a lot of fun. I hope that fun has come across to you, but we've had a lot of fun talking about building up our marriages. I know that he's given me a number of ideas, which I'm going to be working on, so I'm sure my wife, Colleen, is going to be happy about, and maybe some of the stuff I've said will have an impact on him, but he's such an expert, I doubt it.
Oh.
But
sure.
Today we want to talk about a fun thing, or a difficult thing, depending on your point of view, and that's is finding balance in our marriage, balance between work and marriage. I mean, most of you are having a high-stress environment in which you're working. It has elements of insecurity and problems of lack of safety, physical safety even, or emotional safety. And sometimes it's really difficult to think, how do I enrich my marriage? How do I have balance?
Well, you know, this is a very difficult topic, I believe, because balance is not an easy thing to do all the time. And,
yeah.
And I don't think marriage is always balanced, nor can it be. But I think of the example of a teeter-totter, and I think of grade school, and, you know, I remember my brother used to take me over to the playground, and we'd get on that teeter-totter, and he was my older brother, so, of course, what would he do? He'd jump off, and you know what happens when that happens. You end up on your rear end, and, man, does that hurt. And so, in my mind, marriage is like a teeter-totter that goes kind of one way, and then it comes back, and it's balanced, and then it goes the other way, and it's not so balanced. But so you have to be understanding and accepting of that. You know, perfection definitely is not, and we all know that. It doesn't happen in a marriage. So there has to be, again, intention in the area of planning, of scheduling. And what happens with me is I tend to get overscheduled, and then I underschedule, and then I think, gosh, am I really doing what I need to be doing? And then I kind of go the other way. But I think it's good. And my wife and I sit down with our calendars once a week and just go over our schedules to make sure we know who's doing what and try and at least be on the same page in the area of our schedules. And that brings some balance to our lives. And that's a good practice, I think.
Yeah, that's so important. I think the time that, and that's one thing that I don't do. That's why I'm struggling here with trying how to have some great comment when you're not doing what should be done, but to take the time to figure out and how to put things into schedule, you know, the intentional time, you know, that needs to be put in your books so that there's a little bit of anticipation, I think. You know, I mean, unanticipated time together is nice too, but sometimes we need, you know, I'm glad tomorrow night we've set aside just to do some crazy thing because
yes.
I need that. If I didn't have that to look forward to, I might be tired. I remember one time years ago when we were newly married, I was really concerned that we have a dialogue. So I wanted to prep my wife for it. And I called her up and I said, you know, I'm going to be home and I want to talk about our marriage or I just want to talk about stuff. No, I didn't say marriage. And so I'm thinking we're going to talk about how to enhance our marriage. And she's thinking about, well, do we want to plant pansies or calendulas? You know, and we had a big laugh because we're completely different planes.
Expectations.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, an example of this, I think, is, and I think, Brent, you've helped me with this in our friendship, and that is if you're not intentional with what you do with your 24 hours, and of course, 8 hours of that is very intentional, not sleeping. But an example of this is we do marriage mentoring training here in the Valley. And so a church contacted me to ask, you know, could you do this on Monday nights? And I said, I can be there 5 of the 6 nights, but I can't be here on this night because I have a date. And they looked at me like, what could be more important than this? And so I said, normally I wouldn't tell you this, but I said, I have a date with my oldest son and we're going to watch the Seahawks play the 49ers. And I said, wow, nothing's more important than that.
Yeah.
And so I'll have my associate, Don, he'll come do it that night. But I said, and that needs to happen in our family, but it needs to happen especially in our marriages, where we intentionally set aside time, you exit out of your calendar, and nothing, apart from a crisis. What I tell people is, hey, unless someone's dying, we're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's interesting. I have to confess, I have an alternative life going on. I have another job that I do. You know, you're thinking, oh, great, Brent, you're doing too much already. Well, for the last 5 or 6 years, my wife has had her responsibility of a fall drama presentation at her school. She teaches school. And the first 3 years, every weekend, it was when I had a fall event. And well, you know, it was no big deal. I'll go. Well, the stress of going and worrying was moderated because I had some speaking parts to do at this conference and I couldn't really get out of it. But I still, you know, this is not good. She's exhausted. I'm not connecting with her. And so I came to a point where I said, I'm not coming next year. Well, what do you mean you're not coming? We really need you. We value you there. I says, no, I've got another commitment. I'm going to. And well, what is it? Well, if you must know, I'm going to be on the stage crew and help my wife. And it was like, wow, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, this year, because of some sound problems and the soundboard dying and everything, I had to go get some other stuff. So now I've elevated myself. I'm actually running the mics and
wow,
all that. Yeah, it's real
so
great.
You got another these, job.
Yeah. But, you know, the fun thing is that one, I enjoy doing stuff with her. I enjoy watching her help the kids do choreography.
Sure.
And the motions. We're doing Jungle Book. And so it's a fun thing with all this kind
of
stuff.
Lots of action, yeah.
And she enjoys that. She's very creative. And it connects me. It's like, you know, you were talking about earlier about just sitting with somebody.
Yes.
I do that.
That's powerful.
The other thing is that the benefits, not that it inflates my ego, but I mean, I hear so much from other teachers. Mm-hmm. How appreciative they are that I would spend time with my wife doing this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it speaks to them mm-hmm. about us and our commitment to each other.
Sure.
So I think those are some of the things that we need to put balance. And I
Absolutely.
Agree, you need to spend time with your spouse.
Yeah. The other thing, Brent, I was thinking here is, you know, when we think about balance, we think of two people,
mm-hmm.
but I also need to have balance in my own personal life.
Oh, yeah.
And that has to do with, you know, realizing that if I'm not well, mm-hmm. physically, emotionally, spiritually, or, you know, whatever areas I'm looking at, what am I going to have to give to my spouse, to my family? And so I really need to have time for myself as far as just nurturing who I am and you know what I do, so that when I am with my wife, there's someone there and it's not just a shell. There's actually a relationship there. And so just keeping myself fit spiritually and emotionally, and that you know that's hard because I'd rather be working, I'd rather be doing stuff. And so I try and personally in my life, I try and play golf once every 2 weeks and get out with another pastor, another guy. And just have fun, you know, forget about life so that when I come home, man, I'm refreshed. I'm ready to dialogue with my wife and it's just great, you know.
That's really, really good advice because on the face, it sounds like you're saying, well, do more things away from your spouse. But I think what you're getting at there is the underlying intentionality. Why are you doing that? You are doing that because you know that if you expend a little energy an outflow there, it's going to come back and impact you with your relationship. So it's like anything, you know, a little bit the whole idea, absence make the heart grow fonder.
Right.
Well, exactly. It is, that's kind of an illustration of it, because if you're doing stuff, then it's like, okay, now I can really be present with you.
Absolutely.
Have you found it's harder to do the balance when, you know, you and your wife didn't work together for many years? Mm-hmm. Now you're working together. What's that like for you?
Crazy.
Well, good. I'm glad we covered that.
Yeah, we're well. We're well. No, but it's good. And working together is very difficult. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're in the same house. And when we first started this organization, we didn't have an office outside the house. So, it was, you know, we were stepping on each other's feet. And, you know, it was a great chance to practice what we were teaching.
Yeah.
You know, I found that I had to go out and, you know, I have some guys that I meet with once a week. And she has some women she goes to dinner with. They used to exercise and they gave that up. Now they just have dinner. it's tough when you're in the house together, when you're together all the time. But you have to be intentional and really come up with a plan that you can follow.
Another reason why you need to get away a little bit to be back together.
Absolutely.
Well, we're out of time, so let me just make a few observations. One is I just had a lot of fun doing this, and I really like talking about this topic with you, Ron. Thank you so much
Thanks,
for being
Brent.
With us.
You bet.
And I think there's a theme that came through all of this, and I don't think it's just my theme because I heard it in Ron. Of course, I'm looking for it, but the key to working on your marriage is to think small, to work on it in a daily way, not some gigantic thing, not the cruise type of approach to marriage, but the little things that you can do that show I love you, I care, and the reaching out. Another quick thing is that there's often a question behind the question or an answer behind an answer. And don't always look at face value. Think beneath that. And I encourage you over the next few months, as you work on your marriage, to think small, think regular, think often, and think fun. Talk to you next time.
Brent and Ron have given us a lot of little projects to try out in our marriages, and I hope you will try them out. If you already have what you think is a good marriage, maybe you can make it great. Ask your spouse what his or her thoughts are on your marriage. You may be surprised what you hear. I want you to check out Ron's website. The address is growyourmarriage.com. That's an easy address to remember, www.growyourmarriage.com. Do check it out. There is a long list of possibilities in the column on the left of the home page that deal with issues such as engaged couples, premarital advice, stepfamilies, divorce care, new parenting, singles, empty nesters, and it goes on. Much, much more.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.